Today, we'd like to introduce you to Wendy Buchanan, who is a licensed optician and founder of Prescriptions Eyewear, a one-of-a-kind mobile eyewear boutique. Welcome, Wendy.
Thanks, Trish. I'm trying to center myself in the camera.
You know, this is the wonderful thing about live chats, right? That's what we call it, keeping it real. It's all about what happens in the moment. And certainly as entrepreneurs, we have to be pretty flexible, right?
Well, and I can tell you, I'm getting a lot more comfortable with keeping it real over the last 5-6 weeks. I think that's been my big takeaway from this is, you know what, your hair can be out of place and, you know, you can have these little hiccups and it's okay. We're good enough.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? I couldn't agree more because 6 weeks ago, I could not have done this live conversation. So I've had a number of people who have been helping me get comfortable with the platform. So I can appreciate what you're saying. Yeah. So when I was reading your story this morning, I noticed that you're also an image consultant. And you know, that's one area that I'm really rather interested in. So tell me how you were able to incorporate that into your business model.
Oh, well, I started out being an optician. And mm-hmm. It was when I was trying to leave the optical profession that I stumbled into image consulting and was fascinated that there was it's an art, but it's also a science to dressing bodies in the right style, color, fabrics. And I thought, this is great. I was excited. I found my way out of the optical industry. And so I started a business on the side. I was still working retail, traditional opticals, and I started styling people with clothing and accessories and wardrobing. And I loved it. I loved the one-on-one experience. I loved the relationship aspect. And just getting to know people on a different kind of deeper level than I was in my retail environment.
Well, you know, that's so true because being an entrepreneur, we don't have really an opportunity to share a little bit about us, right? We spend a lot of time on brand and our image and our logo and all of that sort of thing, but we don't really get a chance to really talk about us and who we are as people. So how does the image consulting translate into the optical wear? Because I think glasses are an accessory.
Yeah. And, you know, I started the business it'll be 23 years ago in May. Wow. And at that time, no one was really talking about eyewear extensively as fashion. It was really still just functional. We had, you know, there was boutique designers, but it wasn't in my world. And it wasn't until I was working with a client one day that they said to me, they wore eyeglasses and I was so focused, which is funny, on getting out of the optical industry that I didn't even see this. And she said to me, well, Wendy, you've got me all put together in the right clothes that really say who I am. And now my glasses look awful. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. When I really looked at it, it was like, yeah, that's not working. It's not congruent and authentic with the image that that just portrays who you are. And she said, well, you're an optician. Get me some nice glasses. And that was my aha moment. It was like, oh my gosh, I could do eyewear differently than what I had been. I was in the box of optical had to be a retail store, right. In an optometry office. And I thought, wow, I could offer this and I could do it a different way that made it fun for me. Cause I knew I couldn't stay in a store for another 20 years at that point. I knew I was done. So I was open and listened to her recommendation and went for it.
Isn't that cool how our customers can kind of point us in the right direction? And before you know it, we have an aha moment that we didn't even think about, right?
Yeah.
Well, how did you get to the mobile part? Yeah, exactly. It wasn't obvious at all, right?
No.
So how did it become mobile? How did you, I know I get the retail thing because I started my career in retail, it seems like 100 years ago. And right. So I get how, you know, we sort of reach a plateau in certain parts of our career and we start to look for things outside the box. So how did you go to a mobile environment?
Well, in the image consulting business that I was doing, I was mobile. I was going into their homes, sometimes their offices, mostly their homes, looking at their wardrobe, looking at what they already had, seeing how we could add to that. And I liked the flexibility of making appointments. I liked the flexibility of being on the road, especially summer. Not so fun in winter, but, and I thought, well, why not do that with eyewear? Why not bring my wares right to them? Look at what's in their closet. Look at how they have to dress for business. Go into their business environments often because it was easy for them. And I got to see so much of their personality being with them where they're comfortable. And I would start to see things differently than I would in a retail store. So I would offer different eyewear and maybe two or three pairs of eyewear that worked with their different clothing and showed them how to do that. And it was the eyewear that got me the referrals. People would be out, they'd get a compliment, they'd say, oh, I've got this lady, she'll come right to your house. And that started a conversation which led to a referral for me in business. So I pivoted very quickly and thought, why not just do eyewear and do it mobile?
Well, you know, I love the fact that you pivoted to something and you saw an opportunity and came up with a way to sort of change where you were and what you were doing to meet the demand of your customer, right? So do you want to have a little bit of fun? Because I have two pairs of glasses and I bet you the people who are watching this are like, really, glasses are glasses, but they're not glasses, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put two pairs of glasses on and you tell me which one you think looks better on me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's the first pair. And it's a pair that, so you know a little bit about my personality. You know, I'm kind of type A. I'm very, you know, I wear black and white. I don't do lots of color unless it's scarves. So this is a black pair of glasses that I have. Tell me what you think about these.
Okay. Are we going to do the other ones or we're just going to do?
Okay. Yep. So here's the first pair.
One is exactly what you just stated who you are. They're serious. They're corporate. They're a very classic shape. Here they're bold. It tells me that you're in charge of this meeting.
Not really.
I'm a guest. And that you have an agenda and to your day likely and an agenda to this meeting, and you're gonna follow that through. So this is your serious corporate, I call subtle sophisticate look.
Okay, so here's the second pair. Are you ready? All right, so here's the second pair of glasses. These are tortoise shell ones.
So now you've stepped up.
And ooh.
So I personally, on a Zoom call, like this better. I know we're getting a little bit of reflection, but you have presence with this. The bigger kind of, you know, remake modern look on the 80s style gives you a... it tells me that you're edgy and forward thinking in your business. So these,
wow.
It's subtle. These things are all subtle. And these are the same messages that come across in our clothing. But I think now that we're on this type of call so much, it's all we're seeing are neck and shoulders. So the glasses right. are impactful.
Right. Absolutely.
So it's interesting. And you can change the glasses according to who your audience is or who you're interviewing too.
Yeah. And also, you know, I must admit, any of the ladies when I'm out social networking and I see that they have a great pair of glasses, I always comment on their glasses because I love eyewear. And I say to them, wow, those are really cool. Where did you get them? Wendy Buchanan. And I'm like, this girl gets around. I tell you, she has an awesome job. And it's always that little bit of, as you say, stepping it up, right? Where you take you can just see that their personality is actually being conveyed in their glasses. And I know that you do this really cool and awesome thing on Fridays called Fashionista Friday in social. I have to tell you, I really upped my game today. I have some pretty cool shoes on today. I know you can't see them, but you know, as they say, everything that we wear gives us a bit of an attitude, right? So yes. I have on black and white spectator shoes that are they're vintage in my wardrobe because I've had them for over 25 years. But I thought, if I'm going to talk to Wendy today, I better step up the footwear. So tell us a little about your Fashionista Fridays social thing that you're doing, because it's really a lot of fun.
Let me show you my shoes that I have on today. These are what I've called my quarantine shoes.
Wow, they are fantastic.
Oh,
so, they're fantastic.
Because it's a feeling, right? Yeah. It's when we get a jacket on that fits us like a glove, or we put on a pair of shoes, we somehow stand differently and maybe talk differently. And the same thing happens with eyewear.
Yeah.
When you put it on and it's just a little bit edgy, but you feel great. And it's being able to communicate that too. But my Fashion Fridays started because I don't know, we were like week two into this and I kind of chilled out for 2 weeks and thought, wow, I'm having a nice break. And we had got groceries and picked up the bananas and I threw bananas on my head.
I remember that.
How I feel right now. And then I just started to giggle like a little kid. And I thought, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to roll with this because we're not doing business. I can just be playful and have fun. And then I just thought, now I'm into week four or five. So I just, every week, my son and I are like, okay, what are we going to do this week? And we go outside and try to figure it out. So one of these weeks, I'm going to get him involved and take a picture of him doing something. But I just really did it for fun and to be engaged with people and to have a good laugh.
Well, you know, I think that's what's really important is very much like why I started this series. You know, we really do need to express a little bit about our personalities, because sometimes in our corporate life, we're very serious. And because we're doing a job and we want to serve our clients so that they're getting the best value, you know, that's something that's been sort of drummed into our heads, that we want to provide people with value and exceed their expectations. So sometimes we're a little bit too serious and not playful enough. So I love your Friday Fashionistas. I think they're really fun. Now, one of the things that we did in the guest blog, and we finished every guest blog with three words of advice. And I know that you spent some time, we talked about your three words of advice before we actually went live, but I'd like to talk about the one where you mentioned listen to your gut. So tell us why for you that was so important.
I think it's been my biggest lesson over the last two decades is that I will make a decision and then I might question it, or something presents itself to me and I'm like, just doesn't sit right with me, or I can't really see. And the only time I've made very poor decisions in my business was when I got that horrible feeling in my stomach and I didn't follow it. I caved into what somebody else wanted or somebody else's agenda instead of listening to what I believed in. So that's been my biggest thing. I used that right from the beginning. People, you know, I had no money, no inventory when I started my business, no business plan, which some of my mentors just cringe when I tell them that. But I knew in my heart of hearts and in my gut it would work. I just didn't know all the details. And I thought, I'm just going to keep going and going with it. And I'll figure it out along the way. And every little hiccup, I'd have to figure it out and listen to my gut. Do I go right or do I go left?
That's so true. And, you know, I can definitely appreciate everything that you've said, because, you know, in my own career, my three words of advice is very similar to yours. And instead of listen, it's trust your gut. But the story behind the three words of advice are exactly the same. So I think in keeping with the wonderful advice that you've given me today, Wendy, I'm going to finish our discussion by saying, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to share your expertise with us today. And to you, the folks that are joining us, because we've introduced you to the person behind the logo, and I hope you've enjoyed this conversation as much as I have with Wendy Buchanan. And we will post her story below our live chat today so that you can go to our guest blog and connect with Wendy and perhaps find your own new look.
I love that one.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you.
Bye.